Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm an elite cuddler.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths. The media's created of just follow the money.
Or fading.
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, it is T-Mill's best bets, and bounced back, baby, from a couple of 1-for-3 starts yesterday, but he bounced back in there and got a green day. Not Dookie, but...
Boulevard of Broken Dreams when I don't hit these bets.
Yep, that's right. There you go.
You didn't like that one.
I did. I'm stalling because I'm trying to think of one to match it.
I felt good about it.
American Rejects. Sorry about that. No, man, he had a nice little moment. The Team USA was able to lift him over, and the Royals didn't score, so that helped you in a major way.
Sorry, bub.
Hey, man, it was good, man. 4-0. That was all they needed. Only thing was going to be concerned is if they let a team put 22 on them again like they did last week.
Dang. It's a lot of runs.
Lauren just yelling. Just take him out.
The pitcher?
Yeah, 10-run third inning.
Love to hear the passion out of your little girl.
She was pissed. She was over it. Awesome. She came out of playing her slime. All right, you can find all of T-Mill's best bets at Space City Sharp as he has those posted every day. What you got for the people?
Yeah, 3 more baseball picks. And yeah, shout out to USA last night. That was the first ever soccer bet I placed, and I won it.
Go at it again.
So 100% success rate there. I like that. 3 bets are on baseball. No Astros. They are off tonight, people. First bet, Braves money line. The Braves will win tonight as they host the St. Louis Cardinals. Yes, I know I placed a money line bet on Atlanta earlier this week that did not hit against the Cards, but this time will be different. Second best bet tonight is an over 9 runs between the Padres and the Dodgers playing in LA this evening. Third and final best bet on a Thursday with the drive. A team the Astros will see very soon, the Tampa Bay Rays. I have their money line at -120 odds as they're going to be in KC on Ron's Kansas City Royals. So bet the Rays for money in your pocket. Those are your 3 best bets.
Yeah, got a chance to have a good night. 3 best bets right there. Again, trying to close out his week. With a little money action there, staying in the green as he is. But a big night tonight, get himself for the week back in the green. So stay tuned. I will read those off tomorrow, I promise you. As tomorrow is a big day for us. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, and the General, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, will join the fellas. They'll be previewing Texans training camp, which will be happening later on this month. The time for vacation is dwindling for the fellas, and they're gonna have to get in here and get to work. And so, Mark, John, and the Hall of Famer John McClain will preview that.
It's the end of this month, right?
That's right, man. In July, it's coming.
We got a get ready meeting on the 20th, I think, don't we?
Yeah, and then it's on.
Hmm.
It's on, yeah. And then Area 45 after that, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton will hold it down tonight as they got you 7 to 11, the wild, crazy fun that they like to have. Stay tuned for that. We are live and local until 11 p.m., so stay tuned right here with us. And again, a reminder, tomorrow, big day, myself and Reggie will be back in here tomorrow at 6 a.m. as we will prepare for the second annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon. Coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., where you can help us feed Houston. The Houston Food Bank, they supply meals for over a million people who live in this great city and the surrounding area. And a couple of years ago, we had the idea and the thought to try to help raise as much money to kind of do our part with them. And last year, we were able to raise nearly $30,000 in that 12-hour period. We want to be able to do the same tomorrow. And our cast of friends, from Clint to Sean and Seth and John and Patrick and Sean Bajani and Figgy and B. Scott and Luke, everybody will roll in. Some other surprise guests will roll in and be a part of this. I believe we got a Texans player that's going to join us and come through on the radiothon. I hope he knows, man. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say, man, I'm gonna need you to help us out real quick, man. Need you to go ahead and make a quick little donation.
Yeah,
for
man,
it,
get some of that Texans money.
Get some of that Texans money, baby. But no, man, it should be a great time. And just to let you know, right now, this year we have auction items. Last year we had four really cool dinners that we were able to hook five dinners actually we were able to hook people up with. Don't let me forget about Comiers. We had five dinners we were able to hook people up with. We not only have those five dinners this year, and they're already up there on the auction list. We have many other things. Autograph boxing glove by Mike Tyson. Nolan Ryan autographed bloody lip photo. Andre Johnson autographed photo of him beating the brakes off of Cortland Finnegan. Autographed game size football from Earl Campbell with the Oilers helmet. So many other things there for you. A Messi autographed jersey there for you. You can pick up. You can go right now to Sports Radio 610. You can see the Reggie and Ron Radiothon there, and you can also see the link to get to the auction items, and you can start bidding right now. You can jump in there. We got people who have already placed bids right now. So be ready tomorrow. Make sure you text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That is the donation link, and you can be a part of.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Of being able to help a group of people who really, really need your help.
So yeah, man. Yeah, time. Look, go to that sportsradio610.com and bid on that that night out, that dinner at Oak and Iron.
Hell yeah.
With the Drive. Me, Ron, Tyler. It's a hell of a place. Great ownership is tremendous. They will make sure that we have a good time, that we eat good, drink good, and have a great time. It's a really cool place up on the north side. So if you feel like giving back, if you feel like supporting the Houston Food Bank, if you feel like supporting Ron and Reggie and all of us here at Sports Radio 610, go to sportsradio610.com and click on that that Drive dinner at Oak and Iron, and go ahead and get the bids rolling now. Come on, let's go. Let's make it happen.
All right, tomorrow, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., we hope you ride with us and hear from you as you get ready for this holiday weekend. All right, Tyler, this a lot will be, and this is kind of disappointing because last night was an amazing night for USA Soccer, and last night they win 2-0. This is the first time they have won in this stage since 2002. But I would ask, the number one thing that I would say people are talking about and the number one thing that I think people remember from that game is, would you say, is it the red card?
Oh,
is
that absolutely.
Like I would think that, which is really kind of disappointing because it is somewhat of a historic night.
Well,
for Team USA,
it was a huge night. First win in knockout rounds since 2002. I think the second win of all time for the USA. So it was a huge win. I think there's maybe the Tillman kid with the big goal. I mean, it just a monster moment for a young kind of up and comer, which obviously is that is the case with several of the guys on the team. The adversity that they fought through after the unfortunate red card and ejection, of Balogun. So I think there's a lot of good about the game. I think the two most talked about things that I've heard, obviously, is the red card, which was absolutely Bush League. And a shame that they can't even review it at this point. And then obviously the Country Roads being the choice, the song of choice to end the games with the fans singing that. Those two things I've heard discussed more than anything.
Well, here is what it sounded like as they were sitting there.
New message.
There it is. There's a new message. Maybe they did review it. But this is what it sounded like as initially it happened. Not even a yellow card was pulled out initially. Then all hell broke loose.
Balogun again, and Muharemovic, both are down. Muharemovic seems to be in the worst shape, although Balogun is still shaken up.
The two of them were tangled up, and he's trying to get a foot onto the ground. I actually think he's kind of lucky not to get a yellow card there.
Is that something, though, the video assistant referee might look at?
I don't think that's enough. That rises to the level that should be a red. We'll see what the final decision is.
Potential game-changing moment.
After review, the number 20 United States committee serious foul.
Yeah, it's going to be a red card.
The final decision is red card.
Wow. Is it the right call? Is it the correct call?
I don't think it's the right call.
All right, that's how it sounded like last night. And it's unfortunate because he has been their leading goal scorer. He scored and kicked off the scoring in that game last night. In the three matches he's played in, he has scored three goals on seven shots. So he is a big piece to what they're going to have to do, and they're to go without it. And, I mean, Clint, I can't imagine what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Like what he's going through right now.
To your point, I'll add on to it. I mean, not only is it unfortunate that that's who it was, it's a major hit to Team USA. But it's also that's not a bad call. It's the wrong call. It's a missed call. It's not, the crime doesn't fit the punishment. Yes, nor does the call. There was no intent. There was no malicious intent. It wasn't dirty. It was part of the game. And for a guy for a referee, or for there to even be a rule in place that would allow this to happen is silly. But for a referee, they call him that in soccer. For a referee to make this call and cost him a game and a half is plumb ass silly. It's unfortunate. It's a mess. It's a shame that Team USA has got to go play Belgium and it's going to do it without one of their best players.
And this is one, Clinton Tyler, that I would, you know, you look at and you say, all right, I'm not gonna act like soccer and the rules and things are my expertise. But I mean, overwhelmingly, people who it is, I mean, I would say Reggie is probably the only person that I have heard say, yeah, I think that was a red card. That even got to that point. I think I've heard a lot of people say, yeah, when you take the steel shot that looks like that and you don't see what he did leading up to it, maybe you could get to that. But so all of the people who are experts are saying that it was, they're surprised that it was a red card and it seemed to be too much. And I just don't know how you have replay and you can go look at that and you know the significance of the penalty and you go, because I don't think anybody with a yellow card, I don't think anybody would have had, all right, that suffice, that's enough. But no, he's got to miss the rest of that game and this.
The rule's a joke. The call's a joke. The process of going from a no call to a red card is a joke. The fact that exists, that right there could cost a guy a game and a half is a joke. The fact that in this level of soccer, that's not reviewable. I'm talking about after the fact, like right now today, and they can't go back. Look, we've reviewed it. That's a BS call. You need to have your full complement of players in the next game. The fact that you can't do that is silly. The whole thing is a joke.
All right. Well, what is not a joke is Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. We will see you tomorrow morning for the Reggie and Ron Radiothon, 6 a.m. sharp, please.
Get you
please.
Some sleep, bub.
I'm going to try to. Please. Please help us feed Houston. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. We'll see.
What do you call Belgians? What do you call people from Belgium? What are they referred to as, Tyler?
I don't know. Belgians?
What are Belgium people referred to?
Belgians?
That's what
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like a great...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You go straight to it. Right. Sounded good.
That felt right.
Yeah. They make great waffles.
They didn't end with an M?
Yes.
So you drop the M and put an N?
Yeah, it adds up. Makes sense in Europe.
Okay.
Coming up next!
I want a smoke and a pancake. You know, flapjack and a cigarette? All right. Cigar and a waffle? No. Then there is no pleasing you.
I am from Holland. Isn't that weird?
Brought to you by... Hey, shout out to T-Mill. Like a boss.
I'm just sexual, man.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.